Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 17th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stubbs.
And I'm Junga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about striking doctors in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the strike by Zimbabwean doctors and the situation at state hospitals.
Senior doctors have joined junior and middle-level doctors who downed the tools 17 days ago, demanding payment of salaries in United States dollars, the provision of essential equipment in hospitals, revision of a car loan scheme, and other issues. The government says it won't pay doctors in U.S. dollars as the country is facing a serious foreign currency shortages.
Most people visiting state hospitals are now being referred to cancer clinics. Junior doctors went on strike early this year, making similar demands, which were not addressed by the government.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona and the VOA Ndebele.
Yebo kambe mahlaba zulu kanjani lapha khona endaweni esithiyeneyo. Siyaqhubeka ngodaba lwe Live Talk lapha ukuthi sikhuluma ngamadokotela atshengiselayo. Odokotela laba sebe lamalanga alichumi lesikhombisa betshengisela eZimbabwe. Kuqalise labo ke esithi ngama junior lama medical doctors. Labo ke bathe khona bafuna into ezinenge ezinjengokuthi kubhadalwe iholo labo, kusetshenziswa United States dollar, njalo kudingwe imitshina yonke efunakalayo ukwenza ukuthi belaphe abantu ngonanzelelo njalo langemfanelo, njalo lokuthi kulungiswe lokho kuthiwa yi-car loan scheme yabo, ukuthi kulohlelo phela lokuthenga izimoto lwamadokotela lokunye okuchiyachiyeneyo. Sizwile ke uhulumende sithi angeke enelise ukuthi abhadale amadokotela ngamadola emelika ngoba ilizwe livele kalela mali. Siyakhumbula njalo lokuthi odokotela laba bake balakhakalale imisebenzi bekhalala nje besithi bafuna ukuthi kulungiswe khonokho kuzokuhlupha namhlanje. So sizuzwa ngani ukuthi ithini ngodaba lolu, asixoxeni bantu eZimbabwe sitshengiselane indlela. Kunjalo Jonga, kunjani Void?
Ngiyaphila ndoda, uthini?
No, nompila kakhulu wena ke.
Ah, sikhona.
Iye, odokotela nomsebenzi.
Nomsebenzi.
Kunzima we.
And remember Gibbs ukuthi hathi madoctor chat.
Yeah.
Varieties. Kune ve amalgamated Royal Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vashande hurumende yavo vari kufambawo vachiratidzira takaona vachifamba kubva kwaMutare kusvika muHarare, saka harisi dambudziko rekuti vashande hurumende rakanangana nevana chiremba chete. Vashande hurumende vari kuchema, kozoto vana veZimbabwe vari kuchema. Saka ndozvatoda kutinzwe nhasi chikurukura, asi chikuru chatiri kutarisa nezvacho kuramwa mabasa kuri kuitwa navana chiremba kubva musi wa1 zvita unove mwedzi uno kusvika nhasi musi wa17 zvita 17 December. Vana chiremba vachangopedza zvidzidzo vakatanga kuramwa mabasa vachinyunyuta nenyaya yekuti muzvipatara mavari kushandira, zvipatara zvehurumende, hamuna zvikwanisiro zvavanoda kunge vachishandisa. Kuchitonyaya dzemihoro vari kuti mari dzavari kutambiriswa imari shoma, hadzina zvasichatenga. Vachidawo zvakare kuti vange vachipiwa mari dzekubatsirika kana vakanga vashanda manheru, havanoti maon call. Kozoti nyaya yekuti vange vachibvisirwa mitero pane zvavanenge vachitenga kunze zvakaita sedzimotokari nezvimwe zvakawanda zvinodiwa nevashandi kuti vange vachirarama. Taonawo kuti kutanga nemusi wemugovera vana chiremba vakuru kana kuti vatingati masenior doctors vakapindawo mukurangwa mabasa. Chikonzero chavakapa ndechekuti basa ratiremera, munongoziva panee pasina wekutuma, iwe kazhinji kuti unge uri kwese nguva imwe chete hazvizokwanisika. Saka vari kuti havaremerwa nebasa, vakandawo mapadza pasi. Ndonyatoda kuti kurukure kuti zvezvingaitwa kugadzirisa dambudziko iri notinoona hurumende iri kuti haina mari yekuti inge ichikwanisa kuita zvose zviri kudiwa nevashandi wayo pamwe chetewo nekuonawo matambudziko ari kuitika muzvipatara tapinda munguva yekrismas yavanoti festive season tinosangana nematsaona akawanda vana vezimbabwe vachida kubatsirwa pano nepapo kuzvipatara zvinenge zvichiendeswa vanhu vanenge varwara zvipatara zvehurumende kune kusina vana chiremba zvii zvingaitwa kuti dambudziko iri rigadziriswe ndonyatova tikurukure fonai muri kwamuri muchiudzwa zvinhu zvakamira sei nekupana mazano dariro rino idariro rekurova namasoro tinge tichinzwawo pfungwa dzinovaka ndo patinodziwana egepsa
iye kunjaro ke utonga uifaa kuhleke udhava lwetu lomhlanje ukuti lapa sikanyera udhava lwamadhokotera kwenye kuyahlupa sivile kuti odhokotera vakhalele umsebenzi sibona ngazani ke sila bantu basithumezele okunye okunengi baba utonga asazi ukuthi ukumbe ngakubala lanto ndazama ukuthi mbale khonoku abakuthumeza khona manje iye kutwa
wekutanga gibs hanzi namukoma Edson Ndawana hanzi zvinokosha izvozvo ngavapiwe zvinhu zvakakwana zvinoisawo utano hwavo panjodzi basa rana chiremba rinokosha kwete zvekuti chiremba anosvika pakubata murwere asina kana gloves peidzawo dzakadzikiswa apa mitengo iri kuita chamuramba mhuri kukwira kana chiremba achitambira $700 zvinongoreva kuti ari kutambira $250 imari yekutenga majigisi munyika yedu iyoyo and mukoma Edson Ndawana zvikanzi namukoma Nick Bennett what can happen when people request something which is not available pack your bags and leave there is volunteer doctors around the world who can come to replace you as namukoma Bennett kana zvamuri kuchemera zvisingakwanisi kunge zvichiwanikwa musiri kuwaniswa zvamuri kuda hanzi besungai mikwende yenyu mubude munyika muende kuna vanana chiremba vakawanda kwazvo vanoda kushanda zvekuzvipira kushandira pasina muripo hatingati mavolunteer doctors hanzi kuna vakawanda kwazvo vari munyika dzakati munzvimbo dzakatenderedza pasi rose mune dzimwe nyika dzepasi rose vanokwanisa kuuya vachitora zvigaro zvavana chiremba hatizivi kuti vamwe vanoonawo sei nzira iyoyo asi mukoma Gerald Mupfumira vabva vangoshamisika zvikanzi vakuru matanga mafunga here musati manyora kana kuti foni yataipa yega vari kupindura mukoma Nick Bennett
iye siyakubona nje kunjalo mfowethu kuzobuya ke uKB Index uti ngikona kona pesitikini Dube nje udaba lolu luyahlupha kakhulu kuzobuya lo munye kuthiwa ngujocelyn ujocelyn uthi hayi bantu odokotela banikwe phela imfanelo yabo sifisa ukuthi kuhambe kuhle Suso kubika lapha ukuthi sicele udokotela obhadaya moyo ukuthi abuye lapha kuhlelo kodwa ke asikeze ukuthi uthini simcele sibili sahamba kusekretari wakhe wasesithi hayi ngxenye ngabuya kumbe ngabuyi kodwa sizokuthiwa ke hayi kungana kunjalo okwamanje ke silo former doctor former health minister uDr Henry Matsorera lo Dr Xolani Ndlovu who's the clinical acting clinical director Mpilo Hospital so we start with you Dr Xolani Ndlovu because he requested to be here for only 5 minutes. So he says he's going to be attending a meeting. So Dr. Ndlovu, tell us a bit about what is going on at Mpilo Hospital since doctors are on strike.
Thank you for inviting me to the program. The strike started on the 1st of December, and the hospital has been having a hard time in dealing with most of the cases. So what we have done to date is reduce the number of outpatient cases that we are attending to and only attending to emergency cases. So that's our inpatient patients presenting to our casualty departments, and that is the main casualty and the pediatric casualty, as well as attending to patients who are presenting to the maternity hospital. And out of all the junior doctors, that's the junior resident medical officers and the senior resident medical officers. We only had about two who were coming to work, which is not enough to cover the work that was being done by almost 60 doctors. So we've been managing to do the work with the consultants and the hospital medical officers, that's the middle-level doctors, who have since joined the strike as well. Although not all of them were to get a full number of how many of the middle-level doctors have actually joined the strike.
Yes, tell us what you have done to come back to the Mpilo, Baba Ndlovu.
Local strike is a kalisileyo. Aba kala strike ya shelashe. Nama junior doctors, esibathi ama junior resident, nama senior resident medical officers. So ilabo abagu first 2 years emva woku graduate e university inani labo odokotela labo liyafika kubo 60 so after ukuthi we strike isabo kulababili kuphela abasemsebenzini so lokhu kwenze ukuthi siyehlise umsebenzi besiwenza lapho sithi outpatient so lapho kupresenta khona abantu abangelama emergency cases lapho esifisele sifake odokotela khona kuse main casualty e pediatric casualty so pediatric casualty emergency department eyabantwana lase maternity hospital lapho okubelethela khona omama
so singathi laba elibathumisele emuva baya ngaphi manje idode
ababuyiselwa emuva lawo ngama patient akwanisayo ukuthi athole usizo kuma clinic ngoba ama cancer clinic alokho esebenza ngoba vele indlela okumele kusetshenzwe ngayo umuntu kufanele ukuthi angakabuyi esibhedlela ikakhulu uma iproblem alayo ingasiyo emergency kumele aqale aye eclinic ayebonwa ngonesi onesi uma bebona ukuthi uhlupho lolu bakwanisa ukuthi belwe laphi bazawunika amaphilisi uhambe endlini kukanti uma bebona ukuthi abalawo amandla okuthi belaphi iproblem ekhona bayakurefera kudokotela wabo we-city council ubonwe khonapho ekliniki kukanti nxa kusezingeni lokuthi i-emergency edinga i-immediate attention bayakurefera ke bekudlulisele esibhedlela
Yes, I was a
Dr. Ndlovu, maybe one more question before you leave. What measures has the government taken to try and address this problem? Because of late, during such times, we could see the government bring in army doctors.
Well, I can't comment much on what the government has done. I am representing Bilo Central Hospital specifically. However, there have been some doctors from the army and from the police that have been seconded to the central hospital, but obviously the numbers will not be the same as the numbers that they are replacing.
Thank you so much.
So before maybe you go, do you see this thing coming to an end anytime soon?
It is my hope that it comes to an end as soon as possible, because the person who is suffering the most here is the patient who has nowhere else to go. Engikuchoyo lapha ukuthi angazi ukuthi lingqabano yabo dokotela lo mkhathi wabo izaphela nini kodwa nifiso sami ngifisa ukuthi ngabe kuyaphela masinya ngoba umuntu othwele nzima lapha yipatient ongelandawo lapho angaya khona
sibonga kakhulu ke dokotela Ndlovu ungathenga kusasa baba
yebo ngiyabona
that was Dr. Xolani Ndlovu the acting clinical director Mpilo Hospital he requested to be here for only 5 minutes so
maybe I can just highlight that in Shona too vanga vari Dr. Xolani Ndlovu vanoi acting clinical director kana kuti vakafana kubata chigaro cha clinical director wepa chipatara che Mpilo Hospital hanzi dambudziko iroro rabata chipatara ichocho zvekuti matana vakatora ndeku kisa uwandu wevanhu vanosvikira kuyatinoti outpatient department hanzi taakunyanyotarisa makesa anenge achinzi maemergency akafanana nematsaona nemadzimai anenge akazvitakura vanenge vaine pamuviri sazobvunzawo zvakare kuti zvii zviri kuitwa nehurumende matanha atorwa avativa havakwanisawo kupindura vakamirira mazvipatara zvese nekuti vangori pamupilo asi pamupilo vari kuti papaiswa vana chiremba vekumauto nekumapurisa asi uwandu hwacho vashoma zvekuti havazokwanisa kunge vachiita zvazvichitwa navana chiremba vose vakuru nevadiki vaenda pakuramwa mabasa
gibs I think we have a former health minister Dr. Henry Mazorera I'm told he's on the line welcome to the program Dr. Mazorera
thank you very much
thank you for joining us
Dr. Mazorera makadini
Ivo magadi iko na yangu majunga.
Aiwa ndeno fara angu doctor Matsurira kungoti zvino kana zvisina kumira zvakanaka kudai munyika utano ndo uri pamberi ungashaya hako chekudya unogona kuzononga midzi pano nepapo kana kunonga chimwe charasa nemumaguta asi pa utano apa hakwanisi kuenda kunotsvaga mushonga mubini. Zvinhu zvakamira sei muzvipatara tichinzwa kuti vana chiremba vakuru vapindawo mukurangwa mabasa muzvipatara zvehurumende.
Zvino hazvina kumira mushe. Nguva yakadai nguva yakasatisfisa nokuti inguva yatiri kuramwa vana veZimbabwe. Kungoramwa vanhu kungoti hamuna basa. Nokuti utano sezvamambotaura chinhu chakakoshesesa. Utano haugone kutengwa, haugone kureplesiwa. So tee tichingotarisirawo kuhurumende kuti itire zvakanaka. Machiremba akurumidze kudzoka kubasa. Nokuti situation iripo haigona kuramba yakadai kumazuva akawanda anotevera.
Asi muri kuona here hurumende iri kubata nyaya iyi nemaoko anoita seanobata zvinopisa kuti nyaya inoutano hwevanhu inoda kutariswa nechimbi chimbi?
Nokuti sezvandanzwa chiremba vachitaura kavo Dr. Ndlovu. Strike yatova nemazuva akawanda kamavhiki matatu atodarika nai.
Ndizvozvo.
Zvino dei vachiri vari vanhu vari kuibata nechimbi chimbi ingadai yakapera kareka. Strike yemachiremba haifaniri kudarika 1 week. Nokuti nyaya yekugara pasi vanhu motaurirana monzwanana. Machiremba vanhuwo mukavatreata nerespect nedignity vanonzwisisa even maconstraints arimo munyika. Dambudziko randinoona ndiroro kutizvo havasi kupirwa dignity nerespect nerukuzo rwavanokodzera pabasa ravari kuita. Ndozvindisakisa kuti strike irambe ichienderera mberi. Uyezve zvichemo zvavo zvavanazvo zvichemo zviri genuine. Vanhu havafaniri kungoramba vachingochema nechinhu chimwe chete for 5-10 years vachingochema nechinhu chimwe chete chisingagadziriswi. Zvinhu zvinozivikanwa. But hurumende inoda kuzomirira kuti ingopa maultimatum dzokerai kubasa itai zvakati itai zvakati. Asi maproblems aripo vanga vachaziva nguva yese. Ende vane mapromisa vakamboita before kuti tichazodai tozodai tozodai tigadzise zvitemo zvenyu. Gore rinopera risati zvaitiwa ndosaka muchiona machiremba achizodzokera pastrike. Nokuti havasi kugara vachidzokera kwavari vachitaura navo kuti pai patakasiyira zvino pane 3 months ngatidai isi tiri kuitawo zvakadai vachivavhuriraka.
Thank you so much Dr. Madzorera. Rambai nimuri parunare. Gibbs handina Dr. Madzorera maonero avo havasi kuona kunga dambudziko iri rinokasika kunge richigadziriswa nokuti vari kutaura kuti nyaya yekutoramwa mabasa kwavana chiremba inofanira kunge ichingoti pane paine hurumende iri kutora danho iroro sekunge iri nyaya yatingati serious kusondo rimwe chete chete panange patoita matanho ekugadzirisa. Zvino taakutopinda musvondo yechitatu vana chiremba vari pakuramwa mabasa. Zvinhu zvokuti hurumende yaifanira kunge yakagadzirisa vari kutiwo pari kuita sekunga there is lack of respect and dignity kune ana chiremba because they are supposed to be respected because of their profession but it's like the government is not as serious as it is expected to. And he says these are striking doctors, they have genuine concerns. Regai tinzwe tine muteereri usati wataura hakuna Dr. Madzorera Gibbs. Hallo parunare.
Hallo magadini.
Aiwa tiri vapenyu ndiyana ava. Muri pa sisitereke mukoma matisita ndiani?
Patrick Ngomo ndiri kuBulawayo.
Patrick Ngomo aiwa ndizvo zvomaita basa. Muda kutaura nerurimi rwipi?
Notaura zvo.
Alright, saka zvandava kuda kuti nditi vangoma vaite ka kurova nemitauro yacho yese iri mitatu kuitira tisazorova nepasipo pamataura emimwe. Kuluma.
Siyaphila Nkomo, kunjani Void?
Nami ngiyaphila baba.
So ndiri foni nesilo sitshele ukuthi ubona njani udaba lolo lwamadoda.
Yabona indaba le itshengisa ukuthi uhulumende lo uye esilesi. Because there is no way you can treat your own citizens. it is a very, very awkward. Look where I am, good, and angry. Because you see, very soon we had these same people flashing $3.5 million just on the rally. But yet the government is crying. And you know what? I'm the one of the people who attended that has got this rally for Zanzibar. I want to tell you the truth.
Mm.
The toll gate was closed for the Zanzibar people, and they were not paying any duty. It's doing any good to the country.
Mm.
So, we are going nowhere with these people. The only thing they can do is to resign and go. Now, look, not only the doctors are crying, every citizen is crying. Even the teachers were marching there. There is no democracy in Zimbabwe. There is nothing. We don't know what is, where is this going. That's why you see that this government is very, very clueless. Very soon, when the doctors fighting, their national broadcasting is lies, each and every day. That even us as citizens, we are saying we are not going to pay for those licenses. Those, number one, we don't have money. And number two, that has end cash, we are taught lying. So it's good we stop everything. So the issue in Zimbabwe, it just gotten worse. Mugabe was even better.
Thank you very much. You want to put that in Shona as well? 1 minute.
And look at the Urumende Zimbabwe. The best is Shunshatana Kajavano Kunakuita, Kurizaina, Wenda, Nokuti, Akuna, Kusunguka, Zimbabwe, Zunuzo, Kana, Inipanapan, Rukutota, or Pandrukutota, Nguraro. So apana zvatiri kuita munyika, nyika isi kuenda mberi, nyika isi kuenda ikodzero yemadhokotera. Ivo vakati bhondi noti rakaenda neus dollar vachee vanhema, ngavaribvise, ngavaibvise mari yavo iyoyo, ngavavabhadhare us dollars, ngavabhadhare masivo sevan. Right now mateachers akasuba kuti muri kumachire. It's not a democratic right kuti vanhu vaite zvavari kuda kuita.
Thank you so much, Mkoma, Patrick Nkomo. Regarding to remove Terry, Arparnare. Hello,
Magadin.
Takasimba, stand here.
And your friends in Davos.
Your friends in Mukupi, Mkoma, Mudos.
And the raging.
Murikupi.
Miriku South Africa.
South Africa, and you are in Mudari Rotaurai, and I'm in a mode of Vamafunzo, Futitina, Doctor Endre Madzere, Arpanare, Bakangavari, Gurkota Sultano, Munguaye, GNU.
GNU. Magari, Doctor. Hello?
Hello, Doctor Madzere.
Hey.
Magari, hey, Doctor.
Bilipo, Magari, for you.
And no far.
Thank you.
Ko inaita kubvunza kakuti ko madokota enyu awa panguva yeGNU anga asingachemi ko chaukitika iko zvino chii chekuti vacheme nekuti tinoti tikatarisa kumusha uku tinoona vanhu vakaita semachifi nevamwe vanopawa mari dzangodaro daro ko sezvikaende kuti vasingavi madokota anosevha upenyu hwavanhu zvakadaro.
Pindurai, Dr. Madzerera.
Okay. Ya, mbunzo wakanaka zvikuru. Tinoona panguva yeGNU kugirama 2009. Vakatanga kuhora maUS dollar. Nesu takatombohorawo $100 iwaya, ainaka zvokuti be. Tikaona hurumende ichiimprova upenyu hwevanhu. $100 yaitikira mbichana, yaitenga ende yaichengetedza vanhu. By 2013 zvinhu zvanga zvavanamisa izvo. Dambudziko rakazoitika ndiro takachinja hurumende muna 2013. Tikataka kudya mari yatisina kugadzira. Iyo policy yepaGNU yokuti we eat what we kill yanga yakanaka zvikuru. Yes, you know, Maria Katanga was here, or not here, appear and Dokutanga would deny my bond note. Jota on Ayasaka Pinda, my bond note. But I got to promise of my bond note, Ayasanga Shirambaka in Zanane. Family 2 years down the line, bond note here, written up in Zanane US dollar. Those who came to my children, Babu Maria, now we saw the Ethnomarism. You saw that to a policy announcement here and a monetary policy here. Marriage with Zaka divided one at three Musuma JP, can over $100 and Sarawane dollars. And that is not proper. That is why people have now become impoverished. And Avarombo, Ninya Yungo, each sausage. So, so this is a sausage, a Monday from Soro Chirikito and Urumende, but it's a rope, Maria, this is Ragambo, it's a foot in 2008. So, depending on Vonzo, I'm coming over to this or Tija Shata, any economy, it's a rule and you are Naka corruption, Yaka Wandisa. Government actually corrupt over what you would be a Marizen, which is our rombo foot, daylight robbery. Those who share my machine by wire. So I can actually see better in US dollars. Very right. Because my negotiation, Akai Kiwa, Emma Salara, Akuana, Zino, Akai to my US dollar. Bond note, I think I'm going to use dollar. So I have a payment, the Maka will run, Zino, my US dollar.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mazerera. Maita Basa, Ndofunga Mkoma Francis, Mapindurwa, na Dr. Mazerera.
Anda pindu, it is nani ngo chemana jokudai yo rumende yo yedu yana iti ya hii saupenyu kwa wano pambere jisine ene kuti political affiliation yana kita sei yu ndo su mshaka kosha jokudi chipatara chedu ndo ya nfindo ndo the first thing chitofana kuchengete kwa mnika wofi ya wano penitano kwa wano unofana kwa kachengete zeo Maria na wana aiwa chisa kusikuni zunu zisinga iti zeku zeze zima rali zavo zina ni basa reze zeze asinana msora asinana kwa suno tisa saka daiwa chidewa chidewa kwa chima kwa wano kadewa kwa chima kwa matokotera iwa haya akabata opinyi kwa wano zutu mshinga daiwa zikati fambira wenka kwenu
no thank you so much Mkoma Francis Maita Basa give just a reminder to our listeners that we are still trying to get a hold of Dr. Obadiah Moyo who is the health minister. We are still trying and we hope by the end of the hour, maybe we may be lucky enough to bring him to the show.
Yes, Chonga. And for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about stacking Zimbabwean doctors. Now the junior doctors have been joined by senior doctors and there is sort of like chaos in hospitals as patients are being referred back home or to clinics. So our guest tonight, Dr. Xolani Ndlovu, Acting Clinical Director of Health at Mpilo Hospital, Dr. Elopin Lovu, Medical Practitioner based in Bulawayo, and the former Health Minister, Dr. Henry Mazorera. So right now we've got Dr. Elopin Spanda. Dr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you.
Thank you so much. Tell us about what you are seeing, you know, in terms of the situation in hospitals and even private health practitioners as well. What is going on since doctors in Zimbabwe are on strike?
I think the starting point is that doctors in public health, in the public health sector, you just mentioned Mpilo Hospital, but you will mention Harare.
Yes, yes.
Masingo, Mutare, and Marondera, they cover about 80% of the population of people that are seeking health services in the country. So if people who cover 80% of the health services sector decide to down tools, then there's a tremendous impact on the general health of the nation. So that's the first problem that we are facing, that more and more of our people will not access the services, health services that they deserve and that they require. That's the biggest challenge.
Yes, go ahead.
I mean, the next question is that why are we here and could we be elsewhere? I think basically why we are here is that there are economic challenges that are faced by everyone around. All pharmacies in Harare, at least, are now selling their drugs in foreign currency, in US dollars. So there are difficulties in accessing health services, not only in the public, but also in the private sectors because of the economic climate that we find ourselves in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Spada. Please do stay on the line. I keep standing with Terry. We have knowledge in Pofu. Makadi?
I'm in the Nofaragan. I'm in the Farao.
Jagasimba, Mudaku Kuluma, Mutaura to speak.
Aiwaindi notaura.
Na taura itinzwe nyati na iri kukangwa mudariro ndiyo iyi yekura mabasa kwa vana chiremba tinoona kuti vana chiremba vakuru vapindo zvakare mukurangwa mabasa vari kuti avaremerwa nebasa kubva pakaenda vana chiremba musuwa 1 kusvika musuwa 17 nhasi tatopfuura pakati pemwedzi zvizvi zvamungataura wemi kuti tasvika pakati pemwedzi kana kutopfuura pakati pemwedzi dambudziko risati ragadziriswa.
Aiwa chiri nemi makatarisawo munongozva kuti kana munhu akasevenza anotarisira kuti awane muhoro wake. Asi kana hurumende isingapindiriwo mumaonero enyuwo munoona sokuti ndiro zvo zvakatokosha kuti deva tese tisingatarisawo nachiremba nevanhu vese vanoshanda vachitarisira kuti vaone muhoro yavo kana zvitokwanisika ingangotita shutdown yemunhu wese anoradza kuti anotarisirawo mitei yake.
Saka zvizvi zvamunga kurudzira tomboti nhasi takupai mukana wekuti mukoma knowledge ndima kutogadzirisa mamuyananisi.
Ini ndaingotarisira kuti hurumende iwewo zvitemo zvevanhu kana vachikwanisa kuvapo mari dzavo apa asi kana vasingakwanisi votevedzerawo mamwe matanhu avanotatibva kuti vaitewo zvinova zvavanenge handitika vachitaridzira saizvozvo vane zvavari kuvaudza. Zvakakosha kuti vangoteererawo zvavari kuudzawo nevashandi nekuti vanhu vanofemawo vanodawo kurarama.
No, thank you so much, Mgoma Knowledge.
I want to know.
Muri kupi?
Ini ndiri mumakopani munonzi Marawele.
South Africa?
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much. Gifts, that was Mgoma Knowledge Mpofu calling us from South Africa. He says everybody, after delivering some services, you expect your dues, and the same must be done. These doctors must be paid, and also the government must prioritize that. And I think the most important thing is, what is the government doing? Because for 17 days, that's why we're trying to bring in Dr. Obadiah Moyo, so that he can at least explain to our listeners and viewers what the government is doing, because 17 days is over half a month.
Yeah, and Dr. Elofuswanda is saying all this covers 80% of the, you know, population. And 80% is not a joke, you know. So the 20% may be people who can have access to medical health. So now let's turn to Dr. Mazorere. So Dr. Mazorere, you were once in a similar situation in Zimbabwe during the GNU. Were you not? Yeah, that's the first question. And the second thing is, how did you solve this issue?
Yeah, well, that's a long time ago now. It's how many years now? 8 years? Yeah, when the GNU was formed, there was a lot of labor unrest. And if I remember well, that's when the doctors were on strike.
Yes.
When we dollarized and I think the most important thing is engagement. Talking to these doctors, and they are saying doctors, but remember they are nurses, they are physiotherapists, you know, and all other health professionals. They are working. They are all. They also have grievances, this is only the tip of the iceberg which we are seeing. And the government should engage. I think what we did was simply to engage the doctors. We engaged the senior doctors. We engaged the junior doctors. Then we addressed some of their concerns, and there was not a lot of money at that time, if you remember. But if you show concern and you talk to them and you put all your cards on the table, you know, there will be a lot more cooperative. Then you have a roadmap of how to improve their working conditions continuously, and you stick to that roadmap. It will work. But now if you don't engage them and they continue to see a lot of corruption, continue to feel that there are other people, you know, in government, in high places, who are benefiting from what they should be benefiting, then you've got a problem. There is no equity there in the distribution of wealth in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the most important thing we must do. Money that must go, there is a budget for the health services. Let that budget be honored. And I'm glad all the speakers who have been speaking tonight are emphasizing the importance, the primacy of health care in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most important thing. Education is important, but it's not useful if you're dead. There are many other important things. They are not useful if you die and if you don't have good health. So let the government prioritize health. Let the people be healthy, then they'll be productive and useful in the land. So the health budget itself must be respected. There must be disbursements that are adequate to take care of the Minister of Health.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, I think the doctors will be, they know the economic problems we have, but it's government's duty to prioritize important things.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Slova bagi lapa kumen ubaba usbasa chuma, baba chuma kunjan.
Kona umberi jani.
Siapi lake kwalite uchete njenganu wasilisuzo kutiponya kuhani mifuno kheleza. So agusti lutu bwana njani uta balori chuma ulo uta matoto hotela makala nimsevent.
Hey, uta balori kuchunga kuru baba ngani tini akangida. Kuru kuzima. Ngoba kulahleka impilo zabantu eziningi kakhulu sithole nzima lapha angikwazi ukuthi igovernment leyi iyenzani itshetiwe isikhathi sikhona kodwa abantu abazange babe nendaba lapho ukuthi bathathe bahlalisanise kudokotela laba bakhulume lapho ngoba kathesi ngangikhuluma ngikunje kulabantu abaningi babisele umuva sakufa labo bantu vele sengizifa kwabantu loku angikwazi ukuthi bona bathathe senze imihlangano esigodini ngabe sekhiye kulungisisa udubo oluyolukhathaza abantu angikwazi ukuthi igovernment ihambisa njani ngoba kuba kunzima kakhulu mangisithe nje kufa abantu kuhlezi kulabantu abamele bangene ithineni abantu ababuyelile emakhaya ikufa kwabantu loku igovernment kuyenza kuba njani kulabekhanya ngani ngayilandaba labantu vele ayilokuzele enhliziyweni yayo ngoba utshele okulesikhathile umuntu kodwa uyehlulekile ukuthi alungisise indaba lokhu ezihlalile ngikukhuluma nge-MDC, angikwazi ukuthi i-MDC le abakhuluma ngayo iyenza kwenzani. Kuwukuthi bakhangele idubo olukhathaza ilizwe. Kanti siyaphelwa ngabantu. Ngithe iqiniso elipheleleyo vele kuyaphela kwezikile kuya kula bantu abaningi abafike kakhulu.
Aha, iphosa lokugcina khonapho baba.
Mina angikwazi ukuthi lapha vele abantu bayafika ngabona vele kusejele ukuthi angikwazi ukuthi singakwenza njani leyi. Sakaleli lomuntu. Kulokuthi ngabe uyalalela ahlale phansi abe lokuze ulungisisa udubo lo kwenza ukuthi kuphangise ukulungisisa udubo lezibhedlela lobu ngoba abantu sebephekile isitsho nje kulabantu balezi mota ziyashayeka ziyenzani kulabantu abasuke emakhaya abagulayo kulabantu abanjani njani kathesi kunje kakula muntu obakhangelayo abantu ababayabisela muva kuyini okwenzakalayo ukuphela kwabantu lokhu
hayi siyakuza juma sibonge kakhulu ungathina nakusasa chuks
Hi, kulungile
baba. Sibonga kakhulu ke. That was Mr. Sibasa Chuma. He's complaining bitterly, saying that this is a very painful situation
mm-hmm.
as people are being referred home and, you know, nothing is taking place. And if you go home there, you are likely to die. He says some people are really waiting to die, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you know, the government doesn't listen. They were in Eswatini for the annual People's Conference and they're not taking heed of what people want. He says, instead of being servant leaders, like what Mr. Mnangagwa is always saying, he says they don't care about the people's needs. So this is a critical situation as well, as Zimbabwe is approaching the festive season. So he says, what is going to happen since there are so many accidents?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can go to Mr. Dr. LOP.
Maybe before we go to Dr. Swanda, there is a caller, Samuel Nyekete, Parunari Magadi. Takasimba, Murufo na Murugupi.
Boera Murambinda.
Boera Murambinda. Pari sei pachipatara che Boera.
Pa kuchisa baba.
Pa kuchisa zvinhu zvakamira sei.
Chekutanga sei kuti problem iri pachipatara iri kuti mishonga hamuna. Asi kuti aisemuvhere pachipatara munoenda pare pa outpatient theater obva kuchisini sei. Wopinda mukati woitwa zvimwe zvinongo chiprofesi wopinda muchipatara. Kuti kupedzera kuti wane mishonga zvemishonga arumuna I'm going to go to the next one.
Very sorry.
Saka situation ye ukazoitarisa kuti yazobvisa vana chiremba vanowanda vanga vachimbogona kuti kana ukaenda vanokwanisa kuongorora chirwere okunyorera hako kuti ende kuna private kuti if it is ine hisa racho zvakutora kuti vanhu kufa kwacho kuva kutozotyisa kana zvadai. Especially kuti tiri muholiday, you know. We expect to be able to do it. Vachira dzirawo zvitemo zvavo Liberation Fighters vachiti takaraswa vakakumbira kuchengetwa vana nekuchengetwa ionewo zvayakakwana but chakunditambudza ndechekuti ivo vacho nhasi vamuvhu havachatarisi kuti utano nyange hwevana vavo huri maoko ana chiremba. Saka ndichaisiva nyarara.
Aiwa, tigonei kuvapindurira asi tichitenda zvikuru nekupinda kwamaita muchirongwa tichinyaradzanawo nemi panguva yekuchema kurasikirwa kwamakaitwa nehanzvadzi yenyu. Thank you so much. That was Mkoma Samuel Nyekete calling from Buera. He's saying the problems in most of all these government hospitals is that there is no medicine. You go there, you get you get a prescription, and when you go to those private dispensers, they charge in US dollars, which is not within reach of most Zimbabweans. Tine mwe muteereri Mukoma Ziso vari parunhare. Mukoma Ziso, makadii njani?
Tinozimbawo hamene kuti muri kumhiri kwamakungwa.
Aiwa, tiri vapenyu. Muri kufona muri kupi Mukoma Ziso? Halo. Ndizvozvo muri kutyaira here motokari? Ndokunzwa kunge mhepo iri kupindawo nepahwindo apo iri kubva yadzoka kufoni. Halo, yes, muri kudhiraivha here? Nokuti tiri kunzwa kunga muri kudhiraivha mhepo iri kubva yauya ichitonyanya nzwika kupfuura imimi.
I think the best thing is to phone him again. Yes.
The guy said, "Don't phone him again. We are going to try and call you again."
Yes. This doctor is Lobaba Lapomashogani. Kumbe Skazenges Muse Ubaba Uyelop Spanda. Dr. Spanda, are you still on the line? Dr. Elop Spanda, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Now, Dr. Spanda, what is the solution to this? If you look at the situation right now, the government says it doesn't have foreign currency to actually, you know, pay these doctors and all those kind of things. So now the doctors are adamant that they need that money instead of RTGS and, you know, bond notes. So, for example, one doctor received $554, you know, as his pay this month instead of $1,500. So they're saying this is not because of the RTGS and all those kind of things. It's because their salaries have been cut. So we've got all these problems, you know, some kind of medical round. So what's the solution here?
It's very difficult for me to proffer a solution here because I'm not in the know. But my fear is a different one. our doctors are very highly qualified. They are in high demand all over the world. We produce some of the best doctors in the world. And at the moment, the United Kingdom government has advertised a huge number of general practitioners. We are very conversant in the English language,
mm-hmm.
and we are very competitive in the British market. So my fear is that we are going to lose all these young, bright doctors that are hardworking and dedicated to a foreign country. And the problem that we'll then have is that we will not even have the doctors after the strike is gone. So what we really need is to find a solution to the current situation so that we can at least try to retain the beautiful and hardworking people that we have in the country rather than have donate them for free to other countries. So the solutions are not in my realm,
mm-hmm.
but I think the government and all the parties involved should consider not only the short-term consequences, but the longer-term consequences of the huge gap that these young people will leave if they all choose to leave our beautiful country.
In all honesty, Dr. Isibanda, it seems as if the Minister of Health is in a fix right now. He can't solve this issue because of Forex challenges. And so how does he solve it? You know, because this seems to be out of his hands, maybe.
I don't know whether it is in the hands of the minister. The minister is a very dedicated person, as I know him personally.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's the issue of the economy. The economy has to be strategized. And there should be national prioritization of what is top priority and what is secondary. And from the listening I have been doing,
mm-hmm.
health appears to be and should be on the top of the agenda. And if they don't give him the tools to ensure that the health of the nation is top of the agenda, I agree with you, his hands will be tied.
Yeah, 1 minute. What in the game? What if Paul Melo is winning? I'm a chance to be about this one.
Angwaz would have been living as well. And with Sabai, with the Amato Hotel, other Sue, Elizabeth, like it, Egua Manyamazo, seven the Kunanga. And I said, in the Gamanyamazo, Baza Holima, Liza Baz Fisai. Now the Holima Lavas Fisai, Gamanyamazo, Avantuve to lap, Babbing Lamato Hotel as a villa. Umbuzo wesibili obekhona ukuthi uminister enzeni angikwazi ukuthi enzeni umoya angikwazi ngo izandla zakhe la zibotshiwe ngenxa yokuthi kala mali azayisebenzisa ukuholisa abantu lapha ngakho umnotho welizwe kufanele wenze ukuthi wazakale ukuthi okuqakathekileyo ikuphi ngombono wami okuqakathekileyo phezu kwazo zonke izinto impilo yomuntu impilo yomuntu. Nxa kuyikuthi uhulumende kaqhakathekisa impilo yomuntu kuzahlupha wonke umuntu.
Ye, siyakuza kakhulu sicela ubambe khonapha kujonga. Kukhanya sinabantu ababili abasecingweni lapha. Ngithatha uMashongane kuqala. Mashongane, kunjani baba? Mashongane, uyangizwa? Hayi bo, Mashongane ukhona. UMashongane wanisedliwe yinto. Ukhona Mashongane? UMahlangana, kunjani?
Ya ngiyabuzwa.
Ye, chaya khona pa mnumzana sizwe ba. Ubona njani udaba lona?
Ya ngkhona.
Ye, udaba lona ubona njani?
Ya ngkhona.
Ye, sibona ngazani phone
yakhe. Ngkhona yaphila.
Hayi phone yakhe ngazani yadonda. Eh, wothi ke simfone le back uma shoka.
Ya.
Ye, siyakufuna.
Mina ngibona ukuthi
ye khuluma.
Ngibe ngithi u-Minister of Finance angithi ubonile lapha manikeza i-budget yakhe afaka imali iningi lapha emasweshini la. Manje khona lapho kulimaza ukuthi uzobona ukuthi amasosha wanikeza imali iningi ungathi kuyaliwa. Sengibona ukuthi kumosheke lapho ukuthi imali ama-doctor, ama-teacher nganamali kufuze kuqakathekiswe ama-teacher nama-doctor because umuntu ufuze athole impilo ungathi ingcono aye nesikolweni. Manje uma uthi uthatha imali unikeza amasosha mina ngibona ukuthi inkinga ilapho because ngiyabona ukuthi bona lawa ama-president ama-minister magulako uyafulaya ayolaphwa ngaphandle abuye afika athi izinto zikahle la ekhaya.
Hayi siyakuzwa.
Ngibona ukuthi isifo izoba lapho because abo president government yetona inakuba nomuntu shapshama.
Yes, yakuzwa le phone yakho ngazani yabhamba ngokuthi uhamba njani. No, siyakuzwa masho ngani bengani yabhamba iphone yakho uqedisa bona 10 seconds ba. Ah, ukhanya ngizani iphone yakho iyahlupha kakhulu. Ngizokuthola silo mama njalo ke lapha ecingweni wathi sezokuthi silo bani. Mama linjani?
Isikhona dikele njani?
Yey, ngikhuluma lomani?
Lo mamdlule kutjani?
Mamdlule kunjani mama?
Ngiyaphila dude.
Nathi udaba lapho ngathini ngalo?
Hey, udaba lolu luyahlupha dikele lo. Vele imali phela kade ngifuna ukuthi kuyabelwe odokotela kakhulu kakhulu ngoba yiba bempila kahle, yiba bempilo, yiba bangabantu ayikho. Ngithi ukuthi i-health yiyo bekufuze iyatshelwe kuqala imali. Okunye lokho okunye kulandela emuva ngoba nxa odokotela vele i-health ingaphiwa mali elengqondo odokotela benganazwa. Kusho ukuthi vele umuntu khona nje ukuthi nje nizweni lakithi dube nxa ukhangele. Hayi umuntu asolutho. Elizweni lakithi okuyikho okuqakathekileyo yikuthi uduke abe le mali labantu abakhe bedle beshuthi. Ukuthi abantu bona bayephila njani akula msebenzi lokuya. Noma singafa kithi akula nkinga. So okwakithi sibili kuyesula ngoba kathe singakhangela vele abantu bathwele nzima lokuhlana kokuthi akula lo muntu oyedwa othi ku-right. Kodwa-ke umuntu kananzeleli yena okusayo ukuthi abantu bayadubeka ngcono ukuthi kumbe ngiyehle nginike omunye kumbe ngenze enye iplani ukuthi abantu bathole impilo akula msebenzi lokho and ungananzelela sizadonsa kunjalo impilo yethu yonke
yabona. Phosele ukucina-ke manyathi ngamafutshane sebe
elokugcina sibili endiphosa yukuthi abantu sibili nabo mna ngazi ukuthi kumbe singaphakama kanjani ukuthi siyala indaba yokuthi ezibhedlela kuthiwe nxa usiyathenga umuntu kuthi kufuneka ama-US dollar. Ama-US dollar axothwa eZimbabwe abantu bayawathatha ngaphi?
Enyathi mama sibongile kakhulu ungathenga kusasa. Yeah, so that was Sikatele Nyathi, she's in Botswana, and the previous caller was the Mr. Mashongani. They are talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. Government needs to prioritize the health sector, you know. Mm-hmm. They are saying that even the budget, if you look at it, you know, not much money was allocated to the Minister of Health. Mm-hmm. So they want the government to take care of, you know, the needs of the people. Mm-hmm. And they also expressed, you know, concern over the leadership in the country. They are saying the leadership is not paying attention to what people want. Mm-hmm. It's really looking the other side. When people are complaining about certain issues, including doctors, you know, they are just doing their own things. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, they are really sad about what is going on in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Madzurira. Dr. Madzurira.
Oh.
Yes, imwe nyaya yakasimudzwa naana chiremba Dr. Madzurira inyaya yekushayikwa kwemishonga muzvipatara nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ichii chingatadzisa kuti makambani emunyika anga achigadzira mishonga zvekuti ingasvika pakushayikwa kudaro. Taive tine mafarmaceutical company ana Caps nemamwa. Ichii chiri kuitika?
Chinhu chokutanga ndechekuti izvo mishonga mizhinji yatinoshandisa muno muZimbabwe. Ino importiwa kubva kunze yakatogadzirwa kare. So inoda foreign currency. Chechipiri ndechekuti mishonga yatinogadzira muno muZimbabwe yacho iyoyo inogadzirwa naCaps, vana Varicam, tine makambani akati kuti akanaka chaizvo anogadzira. Inoda foreign currency futi because hatigadziri the basic active ingredients dzemishonga yacho. Vanoorder maingredients iwayo kubva kunze kwenyika. Woya wazo kadisa mshonga. Saka whichever way you look at it, parudua foreign currency. And jeshua mshonga hakuna mnika. Government, haino tori 0-0. Tuenda mu private sector. Mune dambu ziko guru. Murugera nzo kakavirika tatu wachi zoku za onda tenda za taondi. Yesi ndashua mshonga wa ichinja. Yandi tage umwe. Wano haruku zimba makumbu wakibida kutaka mshonga. Ne magaya kuti mishonga yacho yasikuwanga even in the private sector yacho ma private pharmacies murukudu wa ma US dollar imomo. So it's a serious issue. There are no medicines in the country and atikwani siku continue ataka daiso ataka ita yashini.
But looking at other countries, I think there are other countries Dr. Madzurira dziri dzine urombo kana dzine matambudziko akatopfuura nyika yeZimbabwe. Tinenge tinonzwa kunga nyika idzodzo nyaya dzazvehutano dzinenge dzichitofamba pasina dambudziko. Takatarisana nyika dzakaita sana Cuba, tinotowana ana chiremba kubva kunyika dzakaita sana Cuba vararama vari pasi pezvirango. Musiyano uri papi wekuti isisi tingwe tibve tangoita dambudziko hombe rakadai?
Ah, mkwana nika zagaida sana Cuba. Ndisi ndawanya kumeta angu on the political aspects za. But kurani wakuni ituwa nika kwa kakosha zikuru. Cuba ino prioritize health. Ndi kubira pakutanga wachisa kwa msanchinza waya waka decide kutuwacha trena madokota au vega machiremba. To the extent ya kutuwa noto exporter madokota kune zimwe nika muno Mzimbabwe. Tangatina waka wanda angshua wachirimo wanova ku Cuba. Kaito rini urongwa nindegi ya ito enda ku Cuba gore ne gore kunosia wanachiremba chitoko na wangu manyuani. Saka inya ema priorities. Imwe nyaya inonesa Mzimbabwe atinga peze urukuru yon tunavu idoma. Ekonomi nyika ya parara. Bata isi ekonomi chete inyaya ato garati ngo taura ye legitimacy ye government yedu. Wakasa gazisa nyaya ye legitimacy asuna moso wa utivaita ma resolutions ye mando yipi kwe skotini. Anane basa reise ma resolutions ywayo. Awakwani sikuwa implementa. Until vadira nyaya legitimacy ye urumende. So ndo dambuzikura wanaro ekonomi haina kwa inenda kana wasina kudira nyaya iyo.
Maybe you can do the same in English. Just 30 seconds, Dr. Mazuru.
Yeah, I was saying you were asking about Cuba and why Cuba is very prosperous in the area of health. It's because the government of Cuba prioritized the health care when they were put under those very severe sanctions many, many years ago. And they developed their healthcare delivery system to the extent that they've been exporting doctors to all nations, and including Zimbabwe. We have a lot of Cuban doctors. The thing at the center of the whole economic problem in Zimbabwe is really the issue of the legitimacy of the government. And unless that issue is resolved, all the resolutions that we have done in Esgodini are useless because they are not going to be able to implement them without resolving the legitimacy issue.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mazera. Gibbs.
Now, yes, we've got Nikki Bennett who writes, what can happen when people request something which is not available? Mm-hmm. Pack your bags and leave. There are volunteer doctors around the world who can come to replace you. Then there's Owen Musa who says Zimbabwe is literally on sale. Then I've got Musa Piri who says this so-called government has failed. When government officials get sick, they leave the country for treatment. So let's turn to Dr. Elop Swanda. Dr. Swanda, when we look at some of these issues concerning the patients that are going all over the show, are you seeing an uptick in the number of patients that are actually visiting private doctors?
I think there are several challenges. Thank you. I think there are several challenges. Cost is very high. And the majority of our people will not afford medical care, whether it's in private, particularly in the private sector. And the mainstay of health care delivery is in the public sector. And support should be given to the public sector. Public sector hospitals, public sector doctors, and other practitioners within that sector to contribute to this. We cannot use private sector, which accounts to 20%, less than 20% of the population, as a barometer for measuring how successful we are in caring for our people.
So then maybe your last word in terms of what should be done now.
I really do not know. I think we should prioritize health at all levels. And that level includes what we've been listening to at a budgetary level. Prioritize health care. And then if we do, we'll have a healthy nation that can produce, can be productive in the economy, grow the economy, and help us to recover from where we are.
I think for today our show ends here. We are sorry We have no time more. We don't have any extra time here, right?
No, but there are runoffs.
Yeah.
We cannot have extra time, but we can have a runoff.
Yes, and we wish to thank our guests this evening, former Health Minister Dr. Henry Matsorera, Acting Clinical Director of Health at Mbilo Hospital, Dr. Xolani Ndlovu, and Medical Practitioner, Dr. Elope Ismanda, and all listeners and viewers who actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off in Washington, D.C., this is Gibbs Dube. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Neni, jongakande mirin, chukuye uchiza ya kutuzirongwa, this is Studio 7, ndezwe nyu, sakapindai, tingetripa mwechete, mwara wakanaka.